Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. And Damo, guess who's joined us today in the podcast? We forgot her yesterday, didn't we?
We never invited her. It's absolutely scandalous. We didn't give you the call, Michelle. Feel really
no.
bad about it.
Here I was, sitting next to my microphone, waiting and waiting, and no call came.
Bullshit.
It is bullshit, yeah.
Liar, never liar, mind. Pants on fire. That's just scandalous.
Thank you for having me, though.
Now, mate, look, let's go behind the Iron Curtain, or maybe let's go behind a couple of the frocks you've got in the walk-in robe. What is it like broadcasting to the Illawarra in your walk-in robe?
It's actually really comfortable. I did take most of the clothes out 2 days ago, and that's made it a lot more comfortable. But all of my clothes are now in washing baskets in my bedroom. So, you know, it's give and take, but I am very comfortable in the robe. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that is the problem. You know, you do take all the clothes out. They're lying around the house. It gets chaotic, doesn't it? I mean, suddenly you got chaos everywhere else, but the show's great.
Yes, that's fine.
Now, I'm sure that you, at like two 11-year-olds, Damo, you've got 15, 13 and 10. I'm the same. I've got 10, 9, 5 and 2. Oof. It happened yesterday, right, where Finnegan, who's just 9, I had to say to him, mate, this is 50 times already this afternoon. Your school uniform, your shorts, your shirt, sitting on the ground.
Put the bloody thing away.
Just put it on your bed, for God's sake. You've got 11-year-old twins. How many times am I going to have to do this, Michelle? How many times am I going to have to repeat me frickin' self?
Well, I still am. These shoes in the middle of the house, always. I don't want to yell at them. I don't want to be mad at them.
Same.
You know, it's awful. And particularly when you're tired, it's horrible. But what do you do? If you don't shout, nothing happens. That's what I've learned. I think that's a bad lesson, but that's the lesson they've taught me.
Yes. So shouting pays off. That's what you're saying. Shouting is the key.
That's what they've taught me, yeah.
Hey, you know, during the podcast, you'll hear in just a tick, shouting actually happened at one of our listeners' houses whilst playing Pictionary. And I've given it away now, so if you don't want to listen to the podcast, we'll stuff you. Because this is probably the best part of the podcast, what we did throughout the show today. This is it, right?
Yeah, switch off after this.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But then also, Damo is about to be grossed out. The big one, popping, came into the show. Dr. Carl as well. This is it. Here's what happened. Have a good one.
I know it's been this way for ages now, but I still can never get over how big bums are fashionable. Like, I see, you know, just scrolling through Instagram, whatever.
Well, no one expected that. All right.
What, big bums to be fashionable?
Yeah. How is it the big asses have come into society?
These beautiful girls, well, it's Kardashians, so surely. It's like, without them, I think they just did it. I think they said, what are we going to do with these? And then they just went, well, we're just going to have to go with it.
Let's flip this thing around. All right.
Yeah. We're going to have to go with it. And then everyone else went, oh, all right, we're all going with it. I saw a photo of this lady called Tammy Hembro, I think her name is. Mm. And she's a beautiful girl. I don't know what she does for a living, but she's around. And always there's photos of her big bum. And I mean, it's great and it's doing everything it's meant to do. And so she takes photos of it from even below. Oh. Like, yeah, really accentuates.
So the cheeks, the whole lot, like the full, you know, gravity, where gravity kind of sets in and just things get pulled down. She's getting a picture from there as well.
Oh, it doesn't. Yeah, I mean, it defies gravity, which is great. And and she's in her undies and everything. And she's just like, check out my big bum. And I just think, remember the classic joke about, you know, women saying to their partners, their men, does my bum look big in this? And it was always, you know, like men saying, oh, God, there's no, what do you say? But now it's like, now you've got to go, yes, babe.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa, voila. Well done. Your bum looks massive. Could see it from space. Good on you.
Well, you know, the other thing is, I mean, they're all getting, you mentioned Botox yesterday. They're all getting cellulite put into the buns. I know somebody who got the full cheeks risen up, you know, like she got a nip and tuck on her bum. And I was like, oh, my God. And it was quite a shock, actually, when we saw it for the first time. I was like, geez,
whatever next?
That's a big bum. Mm. You know?
Nice bum, babe.
See, so Mix-a-Lot was well ahead of his time, wasn't he?
Yeah, I get it. Yes, African-American women, they've been all over it for ages.
Yeah.
What would you like to come in? Oh, wouldn't it be, for me, if, like, purple bags under your eyes just suddenly became hottest?
I'd love that.
Wouldn't that be amazing for us?
Oh, my God. That would be so cool. And you know what? I'd tell you, I'd love if it was like pasty white skin as well.
The
sort of skin that sees no daylight. If only that was fashionable. Mm. Oh, my goodness, man.
So we're talking purple bags under the eyes and pasty white skin. You two would win a gold medal every time. Well done.
Oh, gee.
Gotta get it's a like she hasn't slept for weeks. Oh.
So sexy.
Ooh.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
COVID-19 and the coronavirus outbreak that we've just got. It was one, I won't say outbreak, it's one guy, one security dude in a hotel linked to the Australian Open. And Michelle, we know that Dan Andrews jumped on pretty quickly saying, rightio, got to get on top of it.
Well, our last outbreak was, you know, similar. I mean, it was one, two people and next thing we knew we were locked down for 4 months and we had 700 cases in one day was our biggest one and our biggest day. And, you know, deaths, we're waking up to these awful numbers every day.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, we're terrified.
Good news is we've made the call. Dr. Carl has picked up. Dr. Carl Krusulnitsky, who is just, he knows everything about what's going on with COVID-19 at the moment. And Dr. Carl, where are we at with the vaccine right now?
There's a bunch of vaccines coming. It's amazing how fast they have come. Normally you're looking 10 years between working out what the disease is and getting the vaccine. We're doing it in less than a year. And along the way, we've invented a brand new sort of vaccine that never existed before, the messenger RNA one, and a bunch of them are all coming down the line. Some will turn out to be better than the others, and the way we'll find out is by adding time. In my case, I'm going to go for the first one that's offered. It's sort of the case of, hey, my house is on fire. Will I worry about the water damage from the fire brigade? No, I'll take what they give me. So I'll go for the first one. Some have got higher efficacies than others, and we'll find out the side effects later.
Is there a reason, Dr. Carl, that you're going for the first one? By that I mean that is it because of your age or do you have any prior medical issues that would make you jump at that? Would a younger person wait for a different one? Do you have any advice along those lines?
In this case, it's straight down to the cold equations. As of this morning, there were roughly a bit over 100 million people infected worldwide and a bit over 2.2 million dead. Mm-hmm. We're looking at about a 1% to 2% death rate. And there's another follow-up from getting the disease, which is called long COVID, where you find yourself being weak for the rest of your life.
Oh, gee.
And so there's cases such as a person who was good enough to be a high-level amateur cyclist. In other words, they had thighs the diameter of my waist and they couldn't go in the Tour de France, but every year they go along and then follow where they had been. And suddenly this person has had a stroke, has COVID-19, has epilepsy, and when they go upstairs, they have to go up four steps and then wait and get their breath and go up another four steps. So the disease and the side effects are bad, whereas with the vaccine, the side effects are much, 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 much less. You know, it's sort of like, do you want a 2 in 100 chance or 2 in 1 million? Pick one. Yeah, I'll go for 2 in 1 million. So whatever's coming, I'll take first.
A lot of people have kind of asked the same question in that the vaccine was turned around very, very fast, which is not typical for a vaccine, for any sort of new drug. They go through a long process. But has the right amount of testing been done on the vaccine to get it to this point?
You normally take it through three stages of testing. Number one, will it kill you? And with the first SARS vaccine, way back in 2003, it actually set off reactions that killed the monkeys they were testing it on. So firstly, will it kill you? Secondly, what is the dose? And then thirdly, how well does it work? So what they've done in this case is shorten phase two. You know, what is the, you know, how much is the right dose that you need? So it's still not as good as it could be, but it's better than getting the disease.
I'm shocked by the number of friends of mine who are sensible people, mums in their 30s and 40s. They're not anti-vaxxers by any stretch, who are saying to me, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it first. I'm not getting, you know, like, why is there this fear in the community, do you think?
I'm working up a story on that. I don't have a good answer, but there's two good examples of what you said. First one is that in England, when they did a survey a few months ago saying if we had a vaccine, which they didn't have back then, if we had a vaccine that was 100% safe and 100% effective, would you take it? 59% said no.
Well, Dr. Carl, it's always wonderful to catch up with you, and my son absolutely loves your books. Yeah. The latest is Dr. Carl's Surf and Safari. Through science, it's absolutely brilliant, and just putting it all so basically for all of us so that we can understand COVID-19 a little bit more, mate. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. And this time next year, we'll be really bored with the fact of, oh, God, I've got to get a vaccine shot and a flu shot at the same time. That's a whole half hour out of my life, ignoring the fact that the alternative could be death.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got to quickly do that before I go to Bali. Yay!
Yes.
Get on you, Dr. Carl. Great to catch up, mate.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, you have been with us now for a couple of days, and I feel like we know you very well. You know,
great.
You're settling in big time, all right? And I feel like I'm at a stage in our relationship, all right, where I can ask you kind of a personal question, all right?
Sure.
All right. Oh. No, that's... Bottom line
is... No, it's fine. I'm an open book.
You're an open book? All right, yeah. Okay. Well, Michelle... Are you a popper? All right.
I pop a number of things, but you're going to have to be more specific.
All right, okay. Now, I don't know what this is. I'm not sure if it's more of a female sort of thing, but in the Leith household, my wife, she has a tendency of, if you've got a spot, like a pimple or something like that, she likes to get in and give it a good old pop. Just get harder, and you know, like, changes. Her personality changes. When I could be sitting, and it's happened to me on occasions where I might be sitting in the car waiting on someone, okay? And Eileen's sitting beside me. And, you know when you get a sense that someone's watching you? You're like, what's going on? And I look around, and she's got that look. And then she just goes in for the kill. Just goes, straight in, get it away. You know, like... I could see there's a sense of joy. There's a sense of joy.
And the great thing about popping someone else's is that you can't feel any pain at all. So there's nothing holding you back.
You know what? You are so right, because they are painful when someone goes in to pop your spot or whatever. I heard my son the other day, my son Jarvis, from the other room go, you know, there's a full on yell. I was like, what is it? And... yeah, same thing had happened. Eileen got in. She got straight in there, give it a good old squeeze. I mean, I don't think guys...
No, I'm not doing that. I'm squeezing somebody else's pimples. I want nothing to do with that.
Does Mrs. Leith watch Dr. Pimple Popper?
No, is this a thing?
Are you joking?
I've never heard of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, my God. Dr. Pimple Popper is a superstar. She is a doctor, an American doctor, and she started putting her surgery on YouTube and on social media. And you can watch her pop the biggest cysts and the biggest, most disgusting things you've ever seen. It's heaven. When she comes up on your Facebook and goes, guys, Dr. Pimple Popper's about to go in on a horn on this man's head that has been there for 17 years, and you just go, hang on a minute. You go, cancel all my meetings.
That is disgusting. So you would
get the best.
You get joy out of seeing this actually happen.
Not only that, you learn the lingo. Like you go, oh gosh, hang on a minute, she's going in. Yeah, she's got to get the full sack. Yeah, of course you've got to get the sack. I mean, if you don't get the sack, it's going to fill up again, right? Of course.
You've got to get to the roots.
Yes. Oh God, this one needs stitches. Wow. Yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper. You've got to get Mrs. Leith onto Dr. Pimple Popper. Mm. But she probably is onto it. She'd be onto it for sure.
She's not onto it.
Can you text her, please? Can you text her and ask her right now?
I'm texting her right this second, actually.
The one thing that Mrs. Leith is not on is certainly going to be Damien telling this story about her popping your pimple.
It won't go down very well.
Let's hope you have a doghouse at your place.
That's disgusting.
I'm so jealous of her. I'm so jealous she's got teenage boys. Oh, my God.
is disgusting. You know, I'm sorry I even brought this up, to be totally honest. Even the thought of it now, it's got a horn. I'm going to squeeze the horn. Oh, my God.
She's got a little farm there in her own house. Oh, how lucky.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, you're aware of the bro code.
Yes, it's funny. Yes, so it was just spoken about to me yesterday. The bro code. So, yeah, something in the waters about the bro code.
Well, look, I'm not a traditional bro code sort of guy. I'm not. I'm an open book. There's none of this sort of loyalty thing. But
you're all bro code guys. Yeah, and that's exactly what this person said to me yesterday. I'm not normally a bro code guy. You're all bro code guys.
Okay, maybe partially.
It's through you looking.
No. Yeah, maybe there's a bit of truth in it. Every single morning I ring my parents in Ireland before I come into the radio station, and my dad got on the phone straight away, and he doesn't normally do this. He got on the phone straight away and he said, Damien, something's after happening. And he went on to tell me, okay, my dad loves to paint. He loves to paint, and Ireland is in full lockdown at the moment. Full lockdown, just like Victoria, full lockdown. They can't go anywhere. 5 km radius of their house, that's all they can do.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And he goes on, he says, you know what? I love painting, and because of this 5 km radius, I'm running out of paints, I'm running out of new brushes, and it's terrible. And I said, oh, Dad, that is awful. So what do? You jump online, get yourself a new supply? He said, no, I rang the police. All right, so what?
He's one of those.
He rang the police, okay? And I'm listening to him, and I really want to support him because I know Mama's in the background, and I know he's jumped on because obviously my Mama's turned around and said, this is ridiculous. But he rang the police and he said, yeah, you know what? We're old age pensioners. We can't get out. And as a result of that, I've run out of paints and brushes, and I need
an emergency. Emergency.
It was an art emergency. And the police turned around and said, no, I'm sorry, but this is not an emergency, and hung up on him. He was appalled by it. He was so disappointed. He couldn't believe it. He got on the phone to tell me about this because he wanted my support for me to turn around and say, oh, Dad, you were 100% right to ring the police and tell them you've run out of paint. Maybe they'll get you a police escort to a paint shop somewhere down the road or arrive at your house with supplies. As it turns out, actually, my brother had bought him a new set of paints. Which he didn't know, they were sitting in the living room all along. As far as an emergency is concerned, it was not necessary. My mother slagged them off, gave him a hard time. I couldn't back him. The bro code didn't really work.
He
rang the police looking for paints.
But people do that all the time. Have you read those stories about how they ring the police to say their Uber Eats order was wrong?
Yeah.
That is an emergency.
That is an emergency.
I hate when my kebab arrives and it doesn't have chips and all that sort of garlic sauce. I'm very disappointed with that. I'm curious. In the yellow water, okay, I'm sure there's people out there who have gone and rung the police. Now, we're not endorsing this by any means. You do not ring the police. If it's not an emergency, do not ring them. But I'm sure people have. I'm sure they've got experience of this.
Surely somebody's done it across the Illawarra. I'd love to find out. I want to find out.
Yeah.
When did you call the police? When did you call the police?
Willy-nilly.
For something stupid.
Yes, or mistaken. Yes, I knew a bloke who called the police for a stolen car.
Oh, no.
P.S. was walking home from the pub a few months later and went, is that my car?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Parked it in the spot and forgot.
Yeah, just covered in leaves and parking tickets. It had been sitting there for months. He just...
And then after the walk home from the pub, he decided, I'll jump in that thing now and it'll be right. And I found the car again. Hey, look, when did you call the cops?
All right, Tesh, what about you?
Well, technically it wasn't me who called the cops. It was me and six mates were at home playing Pictionary late at night.
Oh, okay.
And at 11 o'clock at night, we get this knock at the door and we're all shifting... pooping ourselves.
Yes.
Because we're like, all our friends are here. Well, who's knocking on the door? And we're like, hello, who is it? And they go, police. And we're like, zah. we opened the door up and they're like, we've had a call of a disturbance. And we're like, we're playing Pictionary. And they're like, no, you're not. And they walked in the door and they saw the six of us sitting at the coffee table playing Pictionary. And they're like, we've never been called for a board game before.
You were so noisy, or what happened? Why did people think you were killing
each
other?
We were very vocal about what was being drawn.
Wow.
Our sketches weren't so subtle.
Yes.
You guys take the game very seriously, don't you? Thank God you weren't playing Monopoly. Gee, God, no, yes. It could have been murder.
That could have been a reason for the cops to call.
Well, thank God they didn't. Yeah, thank God they didn't have a night of a game, you know, who wants to host a murder.
Yeah.
Cluedo.
Cluedo. Oh, jeez. Cluedo's brutal, guys.
Yes.
Brutal.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey.
You ready? You ready for some conversation?
Yes, we are.
Oh, help us.
Oh, yeah, great.
We're doing a conversation starter.
I think maybe we should, because, like, everyone's on their way, you know?
Yeah, that's right. They're on the way to work. They might have a couple of awkward moments when they get in there. Maybe they don't like someone they work with.
Yeah, or maybe there's a new guy, or maybe you're the new guy, or maybe you're dropping your kids off at school and you're a new mum or whatever. You go like, oh gosh, okay, we've got to start a chat going here. What are we going to talk about?
Ooh,
okay.
You just want a little bon mot to drop in there just to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Here's one. Maybe you do or don't know, I'm not sure, that the Illawarra is, of course, the original home of the Dharawal people.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know what Wollongong means in the language of the Dharawal people?
Well, I don't. Do you know what's funny?
I actually don't.
Oh, geez.
Wonderful. Great. Look at us, but we're having a conversation. See, it's already started.
All right. Well, what is it?
Means, oh, great. I'm so glad you asked. Hi, Damien. Great. Hi.
Welcome along to the chat.
Yeah, no, it's this wonderful. We're just having a conversation. It means seas of the south.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah. Hi, Straney. Hi. Didn't see you there. Oh. So we were just chatting about the fact that, Wollongong means seas of the south in the language of the original inhabitants of this area that we're in right now, the Dharawal people.
I like it. It's brilliant.
Go for a coffee?
Why don't we?
We should go for a coffee.
Yeah, we should sit down, have a bit of a chat about this, a bit more of a conversation. In fact, there's some great conversations you can have about the First Nations people here in the Illawarra. Let's do that. Nice conversation starter.
And just like that, we are friends.
We are friends.
Look at us.
Wow.
You see?
What is that?
I tell you.
It's a like conversation starter.
Long lost buddies.
I never thought it would happen like that.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.